This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Yeah, we're about to go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Myself, John Lopez, I'm Reginald Attitude, Figgy Fig, and the man himself, Brandon Kyle Scott, B. Scott, in the building, baby.
That's right. Good to be with y'all, man. It's funny being here on a Friday. You know, we're doing this on Fridays now.
That's right.
From here until eternity.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Or until we decide differently.
But I got to admit, though, I'm not, like, I come up here on Fridays, and I know that it's a ghost town. But I guess I'm not here every Friday, and I'm contributing to it being a ghost town. Man, the lights ain't even on in some places.
They're not.
I was like, what is really going on? Do we work? Goodness. But yeah. I'm glad to see y'all, though.
Well, yeah, who is,
at least we up here, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, I was like, the we is really the port there. Who is we when we're talking about that? We work, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, we work. The collective we, I mean.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. No, fair enough.
We are here in the building.
Fair enough. All right, let's go around the NFL here, and we're getting more and more on the second rounders. Of course, it was broken. The second round kind of guaranteed hold up. It felt like that was happening, the traffic jam that was happening by Alfred Collins out of Texas with the San Francisco 49ers.
But shout out to Nick Caserio for creating such an environment.
In some ways, yeah, with Jaden Higgins, his four-year fully guaranteed rookie contract. So he's set up and he's ready to go. But are we pushing closer to finding the Ariante Ursary deal? That's the big thing for me, as we are well on our way tracking these various things. The latest ones that have come through and trying to figure out how far the guaranteed money will spread, at least fully guaranteed, and then obviously at that point what percentage of guarantees. We had pretty high up there in the second round another guy get his money, Nick Emmanuel, the safety out of South Carolina that he came from. He who was of pretty early pick, he was 35 immediately after Jaden Higgins. He got his 4-year $11.6 million fully guaranteed. So we're pushing a little further down the board on fully guaranteed money. Tyler Shuck will be an interesting one at 40 because he's a quarterback that has a pretty straight line towards starting. That makes me wonder if you'll get guaranteed money in that space. However, the weird part is Quinshon Judkins, number 36 overall to the Cleveland Browns. He remains inside. He was arrested on a domestic violence charge last week.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I wonder if he's going to be the line breaker of sorts on who can get fully guaranteed, and if he maybe messes up the 36, 37, 38, 39, who might have had an opportunity to possibly get fully guaranteed, because I imagine Tyler Shuck gets his.
So is it not unfair to feel like the guy that gets popped for domestic violence is has to be an outlier in this kind of?
I was going to say the same thing. Like, I don't know if it's going to matter at all.
Like, to me, what's weird about it is, like, forever these things were kind of slotted and just assumed, and there wasn't a lot of intrigue to it. Now there is. So there's clearly more nuance to it than it was before, right? But with this, I feel like there perhaps is less, with that particular player, right, getting caught up. But I don't know, because we're such in uncharted territory. So it'll be interesting to see how that unfolds. As far as Ariante Ursary goes, though,
he's further down, 48.
He's further down.
80% guarantee.
So the guy that got that was picked four picks ahead of him,
44
got like 80% guarantee.
Defensive end Donovan Ezeiraku, who was drafted by the Cowboys. He was the one who on the chart put the Dallas in right in the middle of the state. He of his 10.1 million got 8.1 guaranteed.
I'm intrigued by all of it. I want to see how it unfolds, and I have no idea how it's going to. But from the Ariante Ursary standpoint, you got to feel like, and especially if you're Ariante Ursary, you're the second pick in the second round, and you're on the team that kind of set the precedent that did the first fully guaranteed contract for you, who is now your teammate, Jaden Higgins. And we all know the backstory behind, or at least we've heard the backstory, what we believe to be the backstory behind the Texans wanting to get Ariante Ursary and how much effort they put in to going to go and get him. So if I'm Ursary or his camp, his agent, or whoever is negotiating on his behalf, I feel like I should have a leg up between those two things. You wanted me badly, and you've already shown that a willingness to do this, to set this precedent. I would be hung up if I was Ariante Ursary, too, if I didn't get at least the 85 to 88 to 90% to perhaps the fully guaranteed deal. It's already going to be less. So, like, why treat me any differently, especially if I'm somebody that you supposedly coveted so much?
I feel like you just nailed it. I think that's exactly the case. Hey, you're the Texans. You did this.
Right.
You know, you set this standard, and you really wanted our guy. I said 80, but you might be right. It might be more than that.
And to do it, knowing that, like, from the Texan standpoint, to do it knowing damn well that you got another second round pick, I'm curious on what the strategy is, what the logic is behind guaranteeing one and not the fully guaranteeing one and not the other. Not that everybody's created equal, not that you treat everybody the same, but you have to know, like, ahead of time on the front end of it, you have to know that this is going to be the next question asked. It's like, okay, so what about the other guy that you just picked several picks before or after this guy?
I think the best guess for me is, again, two picks off of being a first-round pick, and a guy who, remember, Nick Caserio all through the draft process was saying that part of their evaluation process is what kind of role are you going to have on this team. Jaden Higgins profiles as a starter right now. Now, of course, remains to be seen through training camp, but you could easily slot him in as a starter. Ariante Ursary doesn't. I think that that's a distinction that is worth making.
It is, but you're not fully guaranteeing the rookie season. You're fully guaranteeing the life of the contract, which is 4 years.
Correct.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about second round pick. So you 4 years
with no options.
No option. Yeah. So what? So like, what is the projection of Ariante Ursary next year, the year after? And I'm not saying that they're already doing that, but that would be part of the conversation. Is, hey, no, you're not just drafting me for, and you're not just guaranteeing my deal for what I'm going to contribute to you as a rookie, but for the life of this deal, for the full 4 years of the contract.
And I feel what Reggie just said, you know, while in concept is true, and the reality is you draft a lineman in the second round, you project that guy as a starter. You know, offensive linemen in the second round are projected starters. Yeah. So whether it's rookie year, first week, first month, third month of his career here, you drafted him to be a starter. And I think the competition is open for him to be a starter. I just mentioned, you hear the promos. I'm talking about Perfect World. I think he is the starter, you know? Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah, so the competition is there, and that, I mean, that's a friendly way of putting it. I would say another way of putting it is the desperation. Like, we're talking about the Texans offensive line here, right? That does not have a Nico Collins counterfactual right on it, right? So, like, hey, you guys need offensive line help. Y'all coveted me as the offensive lineman that you targeted in the draft.
Right.
You fully guaranteed the contract of my teammate. So, what's good?
What's up?
A portion of what's good here is, and maybe these allows these two stories to dovetail, is, hey man, we kind of have to deal with the context, which is the draft order, not just setting the scale, but then also kind of establishing what the percentage of guarantees are, which some people could view as a level of collusion, the way that all these teams are sitting around. I'm like, hey, what is the next man doing? That necessarily dictates the way the percentage.
Collusion?
Yeah.
Look, I understand that gets a little dicey for folks, how we ultimately parse that.
Who's talking about collusion these days?
But yeah, man.
Not the NFL, certainly.
Because, if you're looking at the way this slate falls out and you're looking at, hey, you know, the man at 44 got 80% or 80-something percent, and the man all the way down at about 56 got 72%. We in that range. Like, now is what, that is what the range is somewhere where you're looking at for the 48. I don't know. I imagine that's part of it. But it's always funny because it doesn't feel like Nick Caserio and the Texans organization seem to often operate in lockstep with the ownership. But they're still part of the ownership group. Like, that's a big old group with a lot of social power to try and make people work in a certain way. Hey.
Understood. but if I'm Ursary's people again, I'm coming at them like, look, I don't want to hear about everybody else. I don't want to hear about what the next person did. We talking about you and me right now.
Well, we got to talk comps. Whenever we making a deal, we got to talk comps.
We can talk about it, but I'm going to dismiss it. And the comp that I'm going to make is the one that you just did, the thing that you just did.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Yeah, no. Well, whatever those conversations are, make them quick. Guys report on Tuesday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's starting to get a little bit nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, well, we're watching that space. The weekend will be very interesting. Speaking of collusion and things of that nature, shout out to Pablo Torre. Shout out to Mike Florio. Shout out to Don Van Natta, the feds, because the feds came knocking and things moved.
Yes.
As, you know, NFLPA now will be looking for a new executive director. As Lloyd Howell, the man who has been in the been at the helm for a couple of years of the National Football Players Association, the union, that the players have in negotiations with the NFL, and the guy who was in charge for both of the situations that have now been unearthed that the NFL and NFLPA worked together, two adversaries in this, although you can think of them, I guess, as partners. Labor negotiations make them adversaries inherently. They have worked together on two separate occasions to bury information that in theory would be good for the NFLPA, the membership to know. And when you have somebody at the top not allowing information to filter down in the best interest of your union, I thought it was only a matter of time for him to have to step down. He did it sooner rather than later.
Well, not even just like just everything that went into his hiring, like the whole background. And you have to follow the Pablo Torre podcast that accompanied Mike Florio on it, the original. I didn't actually get to watch the second one that they did, the follow-up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they've been all over this, and they were kind of working in concert behind the scenes the whole time trying to get the unearthed documents that have now since been earthed about this whole thing and how, you know, how the NFLPA and how the NFL, like you said, they were working together to hide information.
Yeah.
And then just the good old boy nature of how he was hired, the quid pro quo nature of how he was hired just screams nepotism. It screams good old boy network, and it also speaks to,
and he has connections with a partner of the NFL,
right? And then
not just connections, he works for a private equity
ownership,
of a private equity fund that is now working to buy.
I mean, what is going on?
Buy portions
that
of ownership.
That is so
the NFL.
Dirty.
The most recent part that was
That's
revealed,
just
right?
Dirty.
All of it. All of it. And so it makes you, though, like, the bigger picture thing is it makes you question everything.
Yeah,
it makes you question everything about the whole process and how it works and these talks about collusion. I know a lot of fans kind of shrug their shoulders because they either don't care or I don't want to call them lazy, but just don't care to do enough thinking and digging into what it all actually means. But this is just so transparently problematic that you don't have to be in the weeds of it all to look at it and say, well, hey, wait a minute. How are they conducting business exactly over there?
Yeah, I said this yesterday. It's a very simple human emotion. From the NFL, the players can't trust you anymore, man.
Yeah.
Can't trust you anymore.
In a spot where they've already had trust issues in the past to begin with.
Yeah.
And which makes sense because we're talking about sensitive issues. But for in an environment where you already have trust issues, for this to be revealed, man, it really damages things.
Yeah.
The thing I'm interested in now that Lloyd will no longer be at the helm, obviously D'Amore Smith was gotten out of there, and I know that he could easily be a lightning rod for people on the outside looking at, oh, the NFL has not had, the PA has not had teeth. Not that that organization has had a lot of teeth for a long time, but they have not had teeth. I do wonder if this particular scandal and how it feels like the PA wanted a guy who knew better about business, but they got away from a guy who knew how to do the fight of labor. Mm-hmm. I do wonder if this is like the having a defensive-minded head coach and then next one is offensive-minded head coach. Does the PA end up with a labor head that is here for the fight? And does this maybe take us to a place where the NFL PA, as much as they can with the circumstances that they're dealing with, ends up as more of a fighting union? Because I think that could be the interesting part. As the money is getting bigger and bigger, if they have the ability to fight a little bit better, does that change kind of some of the things that we see when it comes to player safety, the possibility of expansion into various different spaces, whether it's more days on the schedule, further flights, things of that nature? I'd be very intrigued to see what the branches are on this going forward.
See, I'm intrigued by that, but that's further along even in the process because I'm just as concerned or just as curious about just the process of finding the next NFLPA executive.
Has to be more open, right?
Yeah. It has to be. So I got to start there before I even get to those next level questions that you're asking that are relevant.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm looking for, of course, like you mentioned, very rightfully so. That's down the line, so we'll see if we can keep you up to date with that. A couple more things before we go. Mike Williams, wide receiver, returned. You can always go home. Apparently, you can always stop in home, too. He stopped in back with the Chargers, the place where he started his career. Seems like he got one practice in with Jim Harbaugh, rather, and was like, you know what? I'm going to take it to the crib.
I'm good on this, man. I save my money. I don't know if he actually did, but money's in the bank. I don't have to do this no more.
I relate.
They
ain't need me no more. Yeah. I relate so heavily to the dude who's like, you know what? This job doesn't seem like what I like. I'm going home.
30 years old.
I'm not making myself clear. It ain't in me.
And finally, we made fun of the NFL's top 100 and the ways in which they're putting things out there. So what I will do for you from here on out, your top 100 player of the day, ladies and gentlemen, number 72, drum roll please, Sam Darnold.
Ooh.
What does this even mean?
React.
I hate this
Go!
So much. I hate the way NFL does its top 100 list. It used to be 20 at a time, and we could have some context, and we could talk about it and compare and contrast and all that
72.
Stuff.
Now Sam Darnold. What's your reaction to it, man? Give us
your
reaction.
I have no reaction.
Okay, very good.
If Sam Darnold is 72, does that put into question how far down the list we even need to go? It's like, should we stop this thing at 50?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
If Sam Darnold is 72, then why did we get this far?
Christian McCaffrey was 73, so.
And how?
That one hit you?
How?
But again, you can't.
Probably injuries.
You can't put any idea on it, any opinion.
I'll take a one-legged, one-armed Christian McCaffrey in the top 60 easily.
Okay. Well, wait till Monday to get your next, probably, hopefully a few at least. They'll keep doing this over the weekend, right? Of the
one
top
a day.
100. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. B. Scott sitting in on a Friday, as he has become wont to do. Coming up next, because he's here, let's get some of B. Scott's thoughts. We'll do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.